So is this podcast number one?
Princess and the Frog.
No.
The Frog and the Toad.
The Frog and the Toad.
Okay. Question one.
In these podcasts, you will speak and discuss through your characters' eyes. Think about the time period in which the text was written. How did this influence the character?
Okay, so how was King Lear influenced by the era of superstition?
Okay, so... Go. Well, it was written in 1608.
Mm-hmm. In the 1600s, it was believed that
the concept of superstition was...
Striving.
Was a big topic.
Was well believed. Was well believed in that time era.
Okay.
And King Lear believed that the gods had cursed him.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he was taking those actions upon his daughters and the kingdom.
So how was superstition also reflected on Edmund's character? Or was it not?
He really did believe in it. He thought that whatever happened was based on, like,
your own choice.
Your own choice, yeah. It was like, you decided your fate, like, not the stars or the moon. He thought that people just used that as an excuse, like, to blame someone, something else for what happened to them, instead of, like, taking responsibility. Yeah.
Okay, so
next question. So King Lear, so the difference between King Lear and Edmund is that King Lear, instead of like blaming himself, he would blame others and focus the problem on someone else because he wouldn't own up to his mistakes or his what's about his actions.
So Edmund was different in the sense that he did believe that those
your actions reflect on your own self, not
yes.
own. Don't put your blame on superstition.
Okay. So, next question.
Look at the setting and how that motivates the character to act the way they do. Look at the relationships with other characters. What can you infer, or what do these relationships tell you about the character themselves?
Okay, so Lear is a king. Therefore,
he's used to be
in power.
Yeah,
power.
And not that he's giving it up to his daughters. He's gonna be under their control.
So he's saying that. So he disowns his daughters for not obeying him, which means that he's very
arrogant.
Arrogant, and like he likes to have that control and that power. Mm-hmm. So.
So he can't let go of that power.
Mm-hmm. Did you say that? How did superstition or that? Is the first question connected to the second one?
Repeat the second question.
Edmund was the bastard. He was treated
poorly.
King Lear is high royalty, so he has everything he's ever wanted. Mm-hmm.
So his actions reflect on the way he was treated. Mm-hmm. Same as King Lear. He acted upon like those actions since he thought he was being
cursed
by the gods.
So like King Lear, treated other people badly, but yeah, like other people treated him
the same or even worse.
Yes. Or like his daughter who like really loved him. Mm-hmm. And then Edmund, the bastard. How was he? Badly too, right? He was treated badly, and then so he decided to take it out. Mm-hmm. Like he decided to get revenge.
So other characters are. That's what's happening. Other characters reflect on him. because so you know, basically the personalities of the other characters kind of highlight why he acts that way.
Yes.
Because he's kind of surrounded by that, and he's and used to it.
Yeah, so Edmund's treated badly by other people, so he decides to take it out on them. Like, the plan he's plotting. And then King Lear, he's treated super nicely, so he thinks he can treat other people badly.
He's so used to being treated nicely that when other people don't praise him, give him that praise, he, like, takes it out on them. So, okay, next question.
Think of this almost like a steel chart, but brought to life through your group discussions. Don't be afraid to really dig deep to try and understand why the character is why they are, and how that is important to the work as a whole. As the text progresses, you should also discuss the character's growth of lack of. How are they changing and why? What is that doing to the overall text?
So how are they changing and why?
It's 6 minutes.
Well, let's just talk about how they are changing so far. So how do you think that's gonna affect them later on? Or what do you infer? How they're acting now, what do you infer about like how they're gonna act in the future?
I think it's gonna be crucial since it's gonna reflect on like what's gonna happen, I guess.
Like foreshadowing?
Yeah, foreshadowing. So it says to think of the characters using the steel chart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what was the S for? The S. I mean, on that app, you can edit it, so.
What does the character say and how does the character speak? So what does he say? So King Lear.
Like a quote that reflects on how he is or what? On his character? Like, we're doing characterization by using the steel chart. So, what's something that he says that creates or reflects upon his character as a whole?
Just the way he disowns his youngest daughter. And,
Also the way he treats his, like, kids, like, the bastard.
Oh my gosh, it's really, really bad.
The bastard. He just doesn't. Superstition, almost superstitious. He, like, in a way, like, treats him terrible versus, like, his own son, where he gives him, like, all the attention, kind of, in a way.
Okay.
So that was for Edmund.
And it's, like, deceiving, like, he's a liar, like,
manipulating.
And everyone believes that he was, like, the way he talks.
So when King Lear started, saying that he was gonna disown Cordelia, that's the time that it really reflected upon his character, like how he really is.
I think he was I think he was more upset that she sort of embarrassed him in front of the whole crowd, and if they would have been alone it might have been different. And it was more because there was a crowd, he acted the way he did.
Oh yeah.
He didn't want other people to think he was weak and let his daughter take control or whatever, take power over him. So I think especially the setting and like where he was and why the people affected the way he acted against her. So tea is thoughts.
Four thoughts.
What is revealed through the character's private thoughts and feelings. So,
I don't think we saw.
For Edmund. I mean,
no,
here.
Yeah.
For Edmund, we did.
For Edmund, what is. Okay, so for Edmund, what is revealed through the character's private thoughts?
When he was talking on the side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was. When he started talking on the side, he started.
Like, wondering, like, why are the trees.